The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord. Where to? To the Mount of Glory? No. And he set me in the middle of a valley. It's not a valley with swimming pools. It's a valley full of dry, dead bones. Hallelujah. In 97, I finished my study in London. And I went to Lebanon. I want to bring revival to the Middle East. Hallelujah. I was full of the Spirit. Oh, ask and I shall give you nations. I said, yes, this is the verse. And I left everything here in London. And I went to Beirut to transform Beirut and the nations to Jesus. But what happened was the opposite. The minute I reached the church, this Canadian embassy said, now we open the door for all Lebanese who like to go to Canada. 120 people in my church left the church, and I stayed alone with 5-6 people in the church. Where is the revival? And every time I go to the streets, start preaching, where are the promises? The hand of the Lord was upon me and the Holy Spirit sent me. And I'm sure that it was the Holy Spirit. I heard the Holy Spirit to go to Beirut. How many of you, sometimes they were high in the Spirit. Sometimes they get out of revival meetings. You get out of the church full of the Spirit. And suddenly you go and you see dead bones around you. You know, Jesus, when he got baptized in water in the Jordan River, and the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. And hallelujah, the heaven opened, and the voice of the Father said, this is my beloved Son that with whom I'm pleased. And he led him, the Holy Spirit led him, not to a revival. Where to? Huh? 40 days of suffering and hunger and thirst with the most biggest enemy, which is the devil himself. And hallelujah, he defeated him 3 times. And he left him for a time. So sometimes you wonder, we are full of the Spirit. God give us promises, and suddenly we have this. Is it possible, Lord, after flying high? Flying in the Spirit. I have the wonderful experience. I saw the Lord. His hand is upon me. He speaks to me. He tells me big promises. And there I go in the valley of dead. Not dead bones. Listen, dry bones. Not wet, I mean. Not new bones. New bones you smell. You cannot walk there. But it's dry. It's dead. It's been years under the sun. It became very dry, very old. No hope in these bones anymore. No hope. Because new bones, maybe you say, maybe there is. It's dry. Hallelujah. How in a minute I'll be filled with the Spirit. I want to go to take the nations. And after 5 minutes, I go out of the church and somebody is driving in front of me. I go and want to beat them up. It happens with me as pastor. How I be in Spirit in the church and hallelujah, worshiping. Then I go. What's happening here? And my children do something in the car and suddenly I start speaking in other tongues. Not the spiritual tongue. In 5 minutes, does this happen with any one of you here? Or it's happened only in Lebanon? you are in the Spirit and suddenly you become in the flesh. Suddenly you're preaching, you're doing miracles. Then 5 minutes you get a headache, you start looking for a doctor. 5 minutes ago you were healing the people from cancers. By the way, many people get healed from cancer just by prayer in our church. Then we start asking, Lord, are you with me? Lord, are you here? Wait, the hand of the Lord is upon me. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he led me into the dry bones. And we ask, are you with me? Are you still there? I pray I don't see you. Where are you, Lord? We start asking. Many times, I really doubt I'm a preacher. I doubt, is God, are you really, was it you promised me this? Was it you sent me? Was it you that I've experienced? Or it was my emotions? What's happening with me? Are you with me in the valley of dry bones? Are you with me with the valley of dry marriage? Are you with me in the valley of dry ministry? Are you here, Lord? We wonder, where are you? Where are you? Are you with me in the ministry that is dry? Are you with me in this work that is not working? Are you with me with my sickness? Are you with me? Where are you? I cannot see you. Remember, the hand is still on him and the Lord is still on him. And the anointing is on him. Hallelujah. Who can say amen? Amen. Hello? Now, can I go deeper? So, you'll be happy in the church worshiping, then you go to your wife or to your husband. I made a mistake. And you ask, oh Lord, are you with us in this marriage? Are you with us in this family? Are you with me here in the valley like you were with me up in the mountain? Does this bones that I'm living around, is death? I experience something in the church. And when I go to the real world, I experience something else. Are you with me here on the daily life? Are you with me down as you were with me in tonight? Now maybe after 5 minutes you go, you face problems. And you go back to the valley. Who's feeling now he's on the mountaintop with the Lord? I'm feeling so high. But you know, I want to speak to people. Those of you who walks between the bones every day. What are these bones? What are your bones? I want to speak to those who are in the valley. And to those who come to church just to take a break, to relax, to get a touch from the Lord. To those who are suffering from sickness, to those who have promises from the Lord and they don't see these promises coming to be fulfilled. Maybe the Lord spoke to you so many times in the church about big things gonna happen in your life and it's not happening. You're wondering, is that you, Lord? This promise become like a bone and it's dried. 5 years ago, the Lord promised me I will marry. I'll get married. And I'm not marrying. He promised me to find a job. And I don't find a job. And this promise started to dry little by little. And become like a dead bones. And you're surrounded with dead bones. Everything around you. And you start taking these dead bones. And make decoration in your house with dead bones. You start putting a dead bone here, dead bone there. Every one of us. Let me ask you this. Did God promise you something and it's not fulfilled yet? Lift up your hand. I hope these bones, they're not dead. I want to speak to you guys tonight. This message is for you. To your family, to your wife, to your husband, to your kids, to your children, to your finances, to anything you want a breakthrough. I have an encouraging message tonight. Everyone have these dead bones. Everyone has things to deal with. Every day we work with it. And the problem is, you developed a system to survive these dead bones and to live with it. And you're not asking God for it anymore. For instance, I give you an example. You have something in your body. You have a sickness or you have a youth in your family, your son or your husband is drinking. And you prayed and you prayed and the Lord promised you to do something about him or about her or about a relative or about a neighbor. Or about yourself, something in you want to get rid of. And the Lord promised you to deliver you from this. And the breakthrough didn't come. Then you thought, okay, maybe God doesn't want to do it. Maybe it was from me. Maybe I was thinking this way. Let me tell you what. God is destined you and me for greatness. Whatever
You dream, God will do it for you. But sometimes we surrender. We say, if it's God's will, He will do it. Then it becomes a dead bone. Then we develop a system in our minds, in our hearts, in our emotions. I want to live with it. Okay, I want to live with a husband who's drinking. I want to live with this sickness and with this bad habit. And I want to live with it. I want to hide it, live with it. It's a bone, dead bone. It's okay. And I survive with it. I can handle it now. Okay, we become friends with the bones. We become friends with all these bad bones and dry bones. And we're not doing anything about it. Can I go deeper? Okay, thank you. And you are walking every day around it. And you surround it. Every one here have a dream. You put your dream into grave. And you forget about it. It's dead. It's no smell anymore. And dreams, things you like to achieve. But because it didn't get the breakthrough, didn't happen, you forget about it. Tonight I'm coming to revive these bones. Hallelujah. Are you ready? So you develop a system to live with these bones. I want to break the system tonight in Jesus' name. And now, the voice of the Lord come to you. And now, a crazy pastor has come from Beirut to Oxford, to Whitney, to ask you, can these bones live? You're coming from Beirut here to ask me, can this bone live? Can it live? I promise you to give you Oxford. I promise you to give you England. And you forget about this promise. I promise you to give you your wife, your children, your son, your business. And I forget about it now. I'm happy with it, Lord. I'm happy. Praise you. I'm happy with you. I'm surviving it every day. You pray about it. And now the Lord say, hey, I don't want you to survive it, to live with it. I want you to revive it. Can these bones live? Yes or no? And the prophet Ezekiel, oh Lord, I don't know. But why are you asking me this, Lord? I get used to it now. Why are you reviving dreams that I forgot about? Why are you why are you hurting my feelings? Why are you opening my... I cried a lot and didn't come to life. So I buried it. Why, Lord? Why, Lord? Why? You point to this. Why you bring me here? Why? Because the Lord wanted the life. Because the promises of Jesus are all yes, are all amen. In Jesus, there is no maybe. There is no. Whatever you ask and you believe for, it shall be yours. Whatever, no conditions. You have the faith. Can these bones live? I want you to think between you and yourself. I'm sure Pastor Simon give you good sermons. I'm sure Rich speak. Even now, there were lots of promises. If you don't have promises, read Deuteronomy 28. All these promises are for us. All the promises for Abraham are ours. He wanna make us fruitful. He wanna make us, heads, not tails. He wanna make us take the word. The one is in us is greater than the one in the word. There are promises, beautiful promises. I'm sure you read all about these promises. But are we burying it after we leave this church? What are you doing with it? Are we get used to it? Or when I want it to come to life. Why, Lord, now? Why, Lord? Lord, I'm happy now. I cried a lot and now I'm healed. I don't want to remember that. I don't. The Lord asked me, is the Arab word, these dead bones, can they live? I said, Lord, 7-8 years I couldn't win a Muslim to Jesus. I couldn't do it. It was impossible. Impossible. Even in London, I couldn't do it with Arabs. Arab Muslims. I want Arab Christian atheists. It's easy, but those, they are dead bones, Lord. And I'm one of them. And now you're asking me they can live. I really don't know, Lord. I really don't know, Lord. I have peace now with my bones. I get used to it. I get used to it. We're friends now. We're friends, me and my bones. We're good friends. Hey, bone. Abraham, after he got old, then the angel of God came to him. Hey, I want to give you a son. Now you promised me, Lord, I became old. I lived with this bone. I get used to it. Sarah is 75. I'm 90. Forget about it, Lord, you know. Then he came back to him. I want to give you a son. Sarah start laughing. Are you laughing when the Lord say a promise to you? Are you laughing or take it seriously? I wanna not give you one son. I'm going to give you nations shall go out of you. Hallelujah. And I will bless all those who bless you. Or your children will be more than... Man, give me one son. I don't want children like the stars. And you give me... God is big. And when he gives big. I was looking for a place for $5,000 or $10,000 to rent. God gave me a place. Now it's $10 million worth. We were $5,000 broke. And we still... Okay. When God promised, he promised big things, you should believe. For the Life Center, I was praying. It was a broken church, destroyed because of the war. Nobody used it. But the Lord promised. I prayed 2-3 years, then I surrendered. And that night, in one night, he came to me. You think I can give you this church? I said, yes, you can. You think I will do? I said, I don't know. I don't know. You can? Yes, you can. But I will, I don't know if you want. I want you to believe that I want it for you. All right. I said, why you promise me, Lord, and you don't fulfill? Why you promise me just to tease me? Are you in the business of teasing your people? Make them suffer? Give them false hopes? God will never give you a false hope. God, when he promises, he fulfills because he has. He's not bankrupt. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. So now, can this bone live, Ezekiel? Speak over these bones. Prophesy over these bones. Yes, Lord. Okay, wait a second. Did you see someone speaking to dead bones? Can you find, did you find someone get a skeleton? Hey, how are you, uncle? Yeah, I'm good. Nobody will speak to something, don't speak back to you. Nobody will give to something, don't give back to you. Can I go deeper? You know why I don't speak to these bones? Because this boss doesn't speak back to me. I don't give to this ministry because this ministry doesn't give back to me. Why I don't give to the mission field? Because it doesn't give back to me. I want to give only to those around me. Those who give me, give. You know? Reciprocity. Who of you would like to invest this in something don't give a return for you? No one. That's why I don't want to speak. This is not fair. This is not fair. But tonight, I want you to speak. Maybe it's crazy. To speak to your dead bones. Things that God promised you. And you didn't see it yet. The Lord say to you, speak to it. Do you want me to speak to those who hurt me and destroyed my life? Do you want me to prophesy life over them? Do you want me to speak to those who 25 years destroyed my house, killed my family, and invade Lebanon and put us in jails and killed my father, killed kill all my family members. Do you want me to speak life to them? This is about the Syrians. Everybody knows how much they did with us. But when they come to Lebanon, speak life to them. All the Christians wanted to take revenge. They were afraid of them. Kick them out of here. They saw them as a threat. But me and my wife, we saw them as an opportunity to give them life and make them a great army for the Lord. You see your problems as threats or as opportunities. I like to go fishing. And every time I go fishing in a place, I don't find fish. I go to the place. And finally, I have 2 million fish around me. Hallelujah. And I'm swimming in between them. Speak to them, son of man. Speak life to them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Speak to your dead bones. Speak and don't be afraid. But this time, I want you to speak with faith. This time, I want you to speak to those who don't give you back. This time, I want you to help those that cannot help you back. This time, I want you to invest in those that you not get any return. I want you to minister and to teach and to feed and to disciple and to train those who are going to leave your church tomorrow. Would you do it? No, Lord, let me minister to those Lebanese now because they don't leave Lebanon. But it's been happening with me again and again and again. It's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen after tomorrow. Speak to those who hurt you. Speak to those. Speak life to them. Go and bless them. Hallelujah. Give those who cannot give you back. This is agape love. But this time I want you to do it by faith. Let me make it short for the sake of time. That's why the devil wants to keep you silent. He doesn't want you to speak. The government doesn't want you to speak to them. No one wants to speak to them. Because if you speak to them, they want to live. You have many, many promises in your life. I want you to write them down one after one after one. And I want you to go. Even now, not tonight, now, not in your house, now. Said, Lord, you promised me in this. Forgive me, I forget about it. It died for me. I have no faith anymore for it. I have no faith I can do it. I have no faith I can preach. I have no faith I can do evangelism. I have no faith I can go to the poor. I have no faith for this. But you promised me to do it. I prophesy. I want to prophesy. I want to speak over it. You know, a lady came to our church from the Bible Society. She was new. She was telling us, the churches on Lebanon, they don't give. The churches in Lebanon, they don't support the Bible. The churches in Lebanon, they are not paying money for the Bible. And she's coming to do fundraising. And she was speaking death. Then I said, nobody will give you because you speak death. They know the church in Lebanon is the best church. They are givers. They are prophesy over them. What you prophesying over your situation? What you speaking about your kids? What you speaking about your husband? What you saying is very important. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. I believe that's why I spoke. If you believe it, you speak it, you will get it. If you say to this mountain, move, and you believe it in your heart, it shall obey you. If you say to this fig tree, die, you have faith, it will die. Amen? This is Jesus.
So here,
I want you to speak to your sickness. You know, when I pray for a sick person, I see this sickness as an ugly insect. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Die! Speak to it. No, Lord Jesus, if you will, heal him. If you don't will, don't heal him. He won't be healed. Because you don't have faith. You have faith, God can heal him, but you don't have faith, God will heal him. If God promised you, when God promised you, you speak it out and it will happen. Make sure to hear from God. This is the good confession. So Ezekiel 37, 7, and I prophesied as I was commanded.
Hallelujah. Lord, I have no experience in this. These dead bones, I never see a dead bone coming to life. I don't feel it. I didn't see it before. It didn't happen with me before. This is the first time in life. But because you said it, I will speak it. Because you commanded me, I will do it. We spent all the night fishing. We didn't catch any fish. But because you said it, I will do it. This is faith. And Peter got a miraculous catch that day, that night. Amen? I don't know how it works, but I believed. He asked me, and I did. All you have to do is to what? Believe in your heart and act and speak. And here, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, as I was prophesying, there were a noise. There was a noise. A rattling sound. Rattling sound. And the bones came together. Hallelujah. Oh. And the bones start come. Each its sister, and they start joining. As I was prophesying, I start hearing rattling. You know, as I was preaching, I'm hearing rattling now in your hearts. I'm seeing those bones coming to life together. I'm seeing those promises God promised you. And I prophesy over every bone in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, live! I speak life to every promise. Now, England shall be saved. England shall go back to revival more than before. And the glory of this house will be much glorious in the latter days than it was before. In this generation as it was before. Because it goes, this church shall go from glory to glory. And I prophesy this is coming. And even now, say hallelujah. Say something. Hallelujah. 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 So by faith, I start hearing rattling. Hallelujah. I want you for a minute to lift up your hands and prophesy over your bones. Prophesy over the promises that for you it's impossible to take place. I want you just to speak it out. Say, promise, live. My husband shall live. My wife shall live. This sickness shall die. And we shall survive. Start speaking to your bones. Start speaking to the promises. Start speaking over this generation. These kids, this generation, the youth shall be revival in the youth. And now I speak revival in the youth. Holy Spirit, come and touch them. Let the skin come. Let the nerves come together. Holy Spirit, breathe on them. Life in Jesus' name. And I start hearing rattling. I'm hearing rattling in the spirit. Please prophesy, church. Start speaking. On your heart? No. Speak loud, out loud. Speak it. Say after me, bones. Live, live, live in Jesus' name. Every promise you have in your heart, every desire you have in your heart. Maybe it died long time ago, these desires. I'm not here to give you false hopes. I'm here because my God's hands is upon me. I'm here because the Holy Spirit is upon us. I'm here because God wants you to speak life over the bones. It's the time of taking back what the devil has stolen. It's the time for revival. It's the time to make the devil pay 10 times what he's stolen from us. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And finally, the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord
was upon Ezekiel. And the Spirit of the Lord was upon Ezekiel. And he was walking between the bones. And the bones was not living. Nothing happened to the bones. If you are anointed, if you are whatever, if you are the Son of God, the bones won't live because you are anointed. The Lord, these bones will live only when you speak to it. Speak. Say it. And you won't say anything if you don't believe it. Speak to it. Don't care how much anointing you have. I don't care how much experience you have. If you have promises, you want to see it come to life, start, speak what you want to see. Hallelujah. I speak revival over this nation. I speak revival over the youth. I speak revival in the Muslim world. I speak revival in North Africa. Bones there live in Jesus' name and become a mighty army for Jesus. Hallelujah. We were forbidden to go to Syria. They closed 17 churches for us just 1 month before the war break. 1 month before the war broke in Syria, they closed 17 churches for us. After 1 month, said the Lord, no. And we start praying, Jesus, Jesus, we prophesied over the Syria. We cannot go and evangelize. We cannot. So the Lord say, okay, you're ready? You believe? Yes. We kick them out all to Lebanon. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. Prophesy and you will see wonders. The word see, death, yes. But on the other side, God is at work. He turns everything for your good. Just prophesy it. Others say, oh, we're afraid they will kill us. Those, they left the country. But those who stayed, they said, no, these are our food. Hallelujah. We're going to go and we're going to bring them to the kingdom. I want you to speak like Jesus wanted to speak, to see what Jesus is seeing, to take out your comfort zone and you start speaking around you and bring life to everything around you. Jesus was anointing with the Holy Spirit to bring life all over the place, healing all those sick. Don't say, oh, what are you going to do? Oh, we should call the pastor. Hey, body of Christ, we are anointed. We have the Holy Spirit. We're born by the Spirit to do what Jesus does, to be the image of Christ, to reflect His glory, and to do greater. We are called to do greater. Greater than what Jesus has done. Can we all stand up on our feet? I know my time is over. I can go forever. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. I don't know. Maybe we can sing a song and just worship the Lord. And now we're going to pray together. We're going to prophesy together. We are going to agree together over every dead bone in our lives. And I'm seeing the dead bones start becoming army. Now I can see promises coming together. I can see things. I can hear it. Now you might prophesy over something in your house. Tonight you will go and see it alive. I don't know what it is, but I'm prophesying now. And please let me know tomorrow or send me with Pastor Simon. I will have lunch with him on Wednesday. Please send him. I need to be encouraged to continue doing what I'm doing. Amen? So give us testimonies. Give the pastors. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I challenge you to believe with me. I challenge you to shout life to these bones. Shout it. Jesus said in Psalms 86, when you shall pass through the valley, what is the word in English? The shadow of death? No, this is not 23, 86. Passing through the valley of Beka, and you turn it into springs of water and life. Amen. We pass through these valleys of bones. Everyone passed through these valleys. But why, Lord, you allow me to pass through this valley? Just because I want you to transform it. How much I don't want to say I'm stupid. But many times we look like stupid. He said, they shall pass. He didn't say they shall dwell. It's a period of time. All this life is little. All this life is a valley of death around us. But we are here to transform it. Either, we have two choices, to transform it into life, either to become one of the bones. But the promise of Jesus for us, for His children, is to pass and transform it. Hallelujah. You shall transform it. I prophesy over your life. The Lord is saying, you shall receive power to transform it and to give it life. That's why I like to go to these places where there are lots of dry bones. To transform it. To transform it. Life is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. Faith is in you. And the word is in your tongue. It's up to you now.